Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Just a Regular Podcast. And I'm your host, Prince. Intro, man. I don't have to tell you. They doubt we got the juice. They doubt we taking this from the bottom beyond the roof. Ooh, I think they need some proof. It's just a matter of time, IG, we blowing up the fuse. I'ma make them believe it. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode. It's December already. Wow, it's December on the real. January just felt like yesterday. You blink and before you know it is December and the month is coming to an end. I said the month is coming to an end. The year is coming to an end actually. Wow, once more. But how you doing now? How's the year been? I'd like to know how the year has been. Because a lot of people started the year with having New Year resolutions and things they hope to accomplish during the year. And for some reason, I do hope has gone well, like you've actually accomplished, let's say, I think 60 to 70% is enough. Sometimes it doesn't always have to be 100%. Just the wins, the small wins, or like, yeah, those things really matter sometimes. Sometimes getting 100% might just be beyond your reach. But sometimes the smaller wins, that if you see 60% or 70% as a small win, those things can actually boost you. The next boost, like the boost to become something bigger or to achieve something better. But I, for one, am one that I don't really believe in, or I don't really do the New Year resolutions thing. At the beginning of the year, I don't make a list of things I want to accomplish or a list of things I wish to accomplish. But maybe next year I might, because I feel now it's good to actually prepare for something, like build up to something, like prep your mind towards gaining something. Because like the saying goes, failing to plan is planning to fail. So next year, I think I might. But for this year, 2021, I didn't. I had a New Year resolution. I was just going with the flow. I was just expectant, hoping that whatever hits me, hits me. Be it good or bad, I'll take it like that. And the year has been messed up. I haven't had that much goods, and I really feel like probably the good I've had this year is just being alive and my family being alive, being healthy, which I feel is a big good. Like, you know, like once there's life, there's hope. And the fact the family is fine, everyone is healthy, everyone is strong, is actually a really good thing. And my friends, actually, my friends are all good, everyone is fine. Probably not mentally, because I try as much as possible to check on them and to see how they are faring mentally. But I know, like, physically, they're probably all doing well. But the year didn't start all too good. And if you listen to my very first episode this year, I made reference to the fact how I lost a neighbor and I lost my aunt. And like the opening stages of the year, like I think around January or thereabouts, and that was like fresh. And I was just struck with those two deaths. And I think since then I've not really had any major one. I can't remember right now. But in terms of growth, like personal growth, It's been a stagnant year for me, to be frank. It's been a stagnant year. Because before the year, I was hoping I would actually get like a stable job or something, because the whole of last year I was more like freelancing. I was just doing some jobs, like just to get some extra income. And, but I didn't really have like a permanent job. And this year I wanted one, and sending CVs and all that, and going for interviews and still being bounced. Like, it's been that way. So, and that has been overwhelming, because I feel like I'm at a particular point in my life right now that I should be stable. I should have a steady flow of income, and I'm actually not getting that. And trust me, it's frustrating. Like, being jobless sometimes is so freaking frustrating, especially in our part of the world, in our economy, and things are hard, like super hard to get. So if the money is not coming on regular, it's somehow. But yeah, I've just been trying to push myself. I've just been trying to stay positive, learning new skills, taking up new opportunities, and I'm actually taking one right now. Like, I'm taking an opportunity Amalitech offered me. So now Amalitech is like a German-owned company, but it's in Ghana, yeah, and they're kind of IT firm. I'll say IT firm, but they're more into like programming stuff, like front-end engineering, back-end engineering, data science, and they've actually given an opportunity to work with them. So, but first I have to like do some online courses just to be at a certain level to be able to work with them. So that's what I've been doing for the past few months, and it's been hectic though, but I feel that was one of the things that's actually pushed me to say that's made me like focus on something, like put my mind towards something, because I know I'm expectant of something, I'm working towards something. It's difficult, but you see, once you know that yes, I'm grinding now just to enjoy later, sometimes that could actually be relieving. Because this year there have been like 1,001 plans I've had, 1,001 opportunities that were supposed to work out that have actually not worked out. And yeah, like I said, it's been overwhelming, it's been frustrating. Well, we keep pushing, because I almost lost myself at a certain point. And if, for the people that know me personally, I've been kind of off for some time, like, the few months I was actually not recording any episode of my podcast. I didn't release any episode of my podcast, and I felt like I needed a break. I was off for like a while. I wasn't communicating with people on the regs. I was just like, it felt like I was on an island just alone, like just me and my thoughts, just on the island, trying to survive, or trying to think of the next step forward. And it's been that way. A few people have tried to reach out to me, and I really appreciate you all. I really appreciate everyone that's tried to reach out to me. And yeah, thanks, because you all give me strength. You all give me strength, and you all keep pushing. You all are one of the reasons why I keep pushing. Yeah, I keep pushing, because yeah, I just feel like I can't disappoint myself. I know that I can't disappoint people that believe in me, and people that are expecting great things from me. Yeah, and that pushes me the way, like keeps me on my toes, because I hate disappointing people. I can't say no to people. Two things, like I hate disappointing people, and I can't say no to people. So just the thought of me disappointing someone, or just that, I'm like, nah, I can't really disappoint them. So like, I have to like strive more. And again, I can't disappoint myself because I'm like, yeah, I see myself as number one, because whatever I'm doing it for myself first, then for others. So if those two coincides, then fine, I proceed. If it doesn't, then I might probably just have to like re-strategize. But yeah, it's been a learning process. This year has been a learning process in controlling myself, controlling my mental health, keeping myself sane, maintaining my sanity. And being on this path of self-discovery. I'm still on that path of self-discovery. I'm still on that path of discovering myself. I'm still on that path of being a better version of myself. And I like that. And I'm excited for the new stage, like next year. I'm always looking forward to next year. I'm always like that. I'm always looking forward to the next year, which I hope will be the best year ever. Which I hope will be the best year. And I believe it will be the best year ever. And I really believe it will be the best year ever. So yeah, so it's December. And December is like my month. Like, yeah, for those that don't know, December is my birth month. And usually I'm super excited when we get to December. But I've only not been excited like 2 years. I think that was 2019 and probably this year. I'm practically not like super hyped for this year. I don't know, because of how the year has gone. And 2019, so I also had a feeling that I wasn't super hyped. I wasn't super hyped for the year. And the last time I wasn't super hyped for a year, the next year had a pandemic for some reason. Please, next year, don't be crazy. Don't be crazy. Please. I'm literally on my knees right now. Don't be crazy. Be nice. Be super, super nice. Be super nice. So yeah, 2021. Wow. More like 2012. Yeah, 2021 that's just been my year in a nutshell. Podcasting. My podcast was steady for a while. And before I took the break. And I just have goals for like next year. And for some reason, I've started working on that. Because I've started pushing those goals. And I believe next year will be bigger and better for we all. For every single one of us. Like every single person listening to this podcast. Next year will definitely be a big year for us. Next year will be a great year for us. I believe in that. I'm really positive about that. And I hope you are too. Merry Christmas, everyone. And a Happy New Year. Probably I'll release a different episode before New Year comes. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.